Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay.
50 damage?
Yeah.
Holy
In
gods.
One blow, because he used his radiant hand axe, which does extra radiant damage to the undead. So, basically, with a flash of blinding radiant light, Lank springs out from the door, brings his hand axe down on her sort of upper arm right next to her shoulder, and cleaves her arm completely from her body.
Yeah.
With a flash and a gout of dark blood.
And I have an arm wrapped around my arm or something. Just, Jesus. I'm like,
And she lets out a horrible shriek. She goes, ah! Oh, wait, sorry. I have a sound for this. There we go. Oh, wait, I have a sound for this. She goes, and you see her features change, and her nice, like, sort of pleading face drops away like a mask, and she's got this, like, hateful, sort of violent, like, demon face, glowing red eyes.
Man, why do I ever try to help anybody? Terrible.
But she's suspicious, given how poorly she wields that duster.
Rafina's like, that's not how you dust.
Something doesn't add up here.
Yeah, really.
So she's obviously aware that you are now hostile to her.
Wow.
But she's reeling from this de-limbing that she's just suffered.
Wow.
And so a few people have a chance to react, specifically first Rafina.
Do I get my second attack?
Oh, yes, you do. Sorry. 1 second, Rafina.
Happy to wait.
Before I attack, can I shout out, she's undead?
Yeah, if you want to.
She's undead! To explain why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Nick goes, whoa!
That is a total of 19.
That is a hit.
That is 8.
Okay. Is that including your extra radiant damage?
That is 8, and then that is a total of 18.
And that you added your strength to that once?
Man, oh man. That would then be 26.
Okay. Okay. Another blow with the hand axe. You strike her in the back as she's whirling around. Another flash of blinding light as your holy blade sinks into her flesh. And now it's Rafina's turn.
Okay, so she's not dead.
No, she's undead. Ugh. She does not seem to be doing very well. She lost an arm and is spewing dark, almost black blood all over Will.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Oh.
The arm is still clutching on to Will, by the way.
Oh!
I'm pulling out my, oh, that's pretty gross. I'm pulling out my, my oath bow.
Okay.
I'm going to aim it carefully at, just below the... Yes, I'm not going to hit you, Will. Don't worry! I'm really good at this!
It's always good when someone says that, when they're aiming a weapon near you. I'm really good at this!
Trust me, I know what I'm doing! Right below the pendant is where I'm aiming.
Got it. That's perfect, because she's kind of whirling around towards Lank, and so her breast is exposed to you.
Ooh. Not her boob, just her breast area.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a tasteful... classy podcast.
You look at your sheet.
No, it doesn't tell me what I roll. Someone won't tell me what I roll.
It's basically the same as your crossbow, I believe, but add +2.
I don't know which size dice to roll. Don't
D20. One with the most sides.
I know!
Don't you have a spreadsheet that tells you yourself?
No, I don't have a spreadsheet that says which dice to use when. Do you have a spreadsheet that says that?
It's usually the D20. That's always a safe bet.
You can just roll a dice and read the number.
Man, I got 19.
Eric will never know.
Now, do I add that, the spell attack bonus? No, wait, it isn't
a weapon. So what's your crossbow one say? Or do you have a listing for oath?
Dex plus 6.
Wait, are you using the oath bow or the light crossbow?
The oath bow, but I don't think I have a separate one.
You do.
It's basically the same as the crossbow, but it's an additional plus 2, I believe.
Remember we wrote it in?
We did write it in.
It's a plus 4 or plus 3.
Plus 4.
No, it's plus 3, plus 4. Sorry.
Okay, got it. Okay, so 26?
Yes.
That's a hit.
We are beating the crap out of this woman. Well, that's your attack. Okay.
So go ahead and roll your damage.
1d8 plus 5. Oh, I was going to say 7, but it's a 1. All right, so 6.
Okay. So your bolt from your oath bow crossbow flies true, and it thwacks into her breast right below the pendant. The force of it sends the pendant flying out towards you as she's thrown backwards away from you.
Wow.
Sort of pummels her into Will. And crushes him against the wood paneling.
Oh my god.
And she lets out another... as she slumps to the floor, dead.
Oh my god.
Oh, I did it!
Like, wow.
How does that work with the undead? Is she actually...
She went from undead to dead? Which
she
direction
up,
is that?
Up a level. It's up.
It's up a level. But she's dead.
But she's dead.
She's dead.
It went up a level.
She's un-undead.
I'm so good at this game.
Lank is pleasantly surprised by this hand axe. He knew it was good for the undead. He didn't know he hadn't had a chance to experience it.
Yeah. Well, you took very careful aim and just chopped that arm right off.
Yeah.
It is still clutching to you, Will. Her
like, in
fingers,
a way that
which
it...
are now like claws, are now just dug into your jacket.
It feels like
jacket.
It's still alive?
No.
Or, okay. I want to throw it. I'm gonna.
It's kind of like hanging off of you.
Well, I'm gonna pick it off of me, throw it into this. This is a seemingly a
dead end,
right?
Yep.
I'm gonna throw it past everyone and create a bonfire underneath it. And everyone's gonna have to jump away from that bonfire. It's gonna burn them. I think it's Nick who might get burned.
Ah! Whoa! Magic! Ah! I'm scared.
Can right. we please check and see if, can we do a perception check to see if there are any other undead nearby? Wait, you can just do it.
Will's going to turn around and be like, how long did you guys know she was undead? You assholes.
We did just find out.
Oh yeah, you just found out.
I didn't know, says Nick.
You are you know? Telling me Bathwack took that long to check his...
We were taking wow. about 10 minutes in there.
Just wow.
Then he just wanders in. Oh, look, this person's about to kill you, Will. I adjust the crown on my head again.
Will, I was concerned. I'm sorry about your shirt, but that seemed the safest way to handle the situation.
Well, I'm not mad at you for killing her. I'm kind of irritated that nobody told me she was undead.
I mean, truly, Bathwack walked in, told me, I said, hey, let's all go to the window. You guys walked out, and I attacked.
I think it was very courageous of you, Lank, to come up with that plan and execute it so nicely. She said, having drunk a lot of gin.
Well, yeah, thanks for softening the compliment. Wouldn't want that to go too far to my head, you know?
Man, I wanted to see Will turn her into a bat.
It's the semantics is the problem. I'm using weird words.
We should check her necklace.
Yeah.
Is it, like, fancy in some way, other than being a giant ruby?
It's
Who
not...
can check for magic? Oh, you already did.
Well, I
for
tried.
For valuable. Yeah.
It just looked really expensive to me. It didn't seem magical in any way. Can I...
You can spend a little time with it now. That
neither
it's not
did she, apparently.
Can I? You know what? I'm covered in blood. It's the second time I've been covered in blood today. I am not prestidigitizing myself for a second. I'm going to pick her up and I'm going to throw her in the bonfire, too.
Oh, jeez.
Do you leave the necklace on her?
No, I'll rip that off. I'm going to rip it off.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
Wait, what bonfire?
He made a bonfire at the
She's
south
drunk,
end of this hallway.
I'm fine.
I know.
I told him not to put a lot of gin in.
That's relative.
Like, okay, I won't. Go downstairs.
It's because Alex.
And he handed me a bottle of gin, and I was like, "This is the mixed drink." Yes. And so I drank it. How could I know any better?
I mixed it with a second kind of gin.
Will chucked the arm at the south end, the sort of dead end of this hallway, and used magic to light a bonfire under it. He has create bonfire as a cantrip.
Yeah.
And then now he's chucking the body.
Yeah, onto it. I'm pissed. And I rip the necklace off and I throw her in it.
Okay.
And then I press to digitize my face and I stand there covered in blood holding the necklace with my jaunty crown on top of my head, staring at everyone. Furious.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm a little stunned at that.
The body burns with like this sort of sickly, pale, purple light.
Ooh, nice. Yes!
And you can spend some more time investigating the necklace. You don't think it's magical at all, but you think it is worth a lot of money.
Hmm.
Out of character, it's worth 750 gold pieces.
Hooray!
Nice!
Well,
I have no objection to Will taking it. One, Will's going to want it, and two, Will got the brunt of that attack, even though the second brunt. She got the most because she's dead, but...
Yeah, well...
Can someone please check and see if there are any more undeads around here?
Somebody.
Since apparently we have to ask for them to do it.
Bathwax searching the south wall again for a secret passage.
Is that all you care about, or secret passages?
Near where the bonfire is?
I'm going to blame you for not setting a watch.
No. Bathwax, I'm joking. Bathwax just wandering around at the base of the stairs.
Okay.
He's just waiting. I mean, he was so slow getting into that battle. He's just like, eh.
Are those beds really that colorful? Is that just the artist's...
No, they are. Yes, there's a teal one. There is a aquamarine one. There is an ochre one.
Yeah, I'm going to...
There is a crimson one.
I'm going to storm in there covered in blood and overturn things and see what's in there.
I was going to say. Will, would you like me to create a little bit of water for you to take a shower?
I turn around and I prestidigitate right in front of her face more of my own head.
I thought that wastes your spells.
It's a cantrip. Out of character, it's a cantrip. Okay.
If you have a little bit of
spells.
Will's just being sassy.
If you have a little bit of water, Rufina Lank would clean the axe.
Do you want to
I don't think that would be a good use of your soup.
I'm just kidding. I'm saving the soup.
The fact that Lank is using something that is holy in a way, and like that he's able to use it, he feels a little bit of an attachment to it now and wants to clean it.
Yes, absolutely. Here's a little bit of water. Poof.
Plus a little bit of imposter syndrome, probably.
Thank you. Lang finds a piece of cloth that's not on fire or covered in blood, and
you find the one.
Carefully cleans the blade.
Got it. That's nice. Very reverent.
What's this at the end of the room? A mirror?
Yeah, it's like a vanity table.
There actually was a mirror?
Yeah, if we had seen her in it, would she have not have shown up then, I guess. Mm-hmm. Wow. What's in it? I want to see it. I wonder what's in the vanity. Nothing? Garlic?
Will doesn't appear either. And Lang's like, takes out his axe.
Oh no, I didn't even know!
Can you see a vampire's blood in the mirror?
Ooh, good question.
Internet. Yeah. Ask the
internet.
Leave us a 5-star review.
Yay!
Tell us whether.
We're funny.
Don't ask.
What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to tell you just out of character. Her name was Helga. Helga Ruvok.
Hmm.
She was the daughter of the village bootmaker.
That's so sad.
But she chose a life of evil with Strahd.
Never mind, not sad.
She was planning on trying to at least separate the party a bit and then attack with ferocity.
Wow.
She,
good catch, Bathwack.
Was a terrible duster.
Because Lank was right there with her. He was like, yeah, let's get her out of here.
Wow.
She was a good actor.
What's in the vanity?
You find some, like, old, dried-out makeup.
I'm gonna knock it over. I tip it over. Break the mirror.
A little bit of Reddit wisdom on the chat.
Uh-oh. What now? So distraught. distractible.
Oh, yeah. Yes!
For the listeners.
Oh my god.
From Alex. From Reddit. If you drew a dick on a vampire's face while they were sleeping, they'd never find out about it.
That's not true.
See, what I like to picture is there's just a big outline of a dick just floating yes! around if you look in the mirror.
That's like Kitchen City. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
That's all there would be.
Wow.
All right. So yeah, you tipped the...
Now we have to go find every vampire in the castle. And,
is there a way for us to... Does anyone have a spell where you can put someone to sleep? And then we just draw dicks on everyone's face.
You can press digitate a dick on them.
We need to know if we can trust you or not. We're going to draw a dick on your face, and then you have to look in a mirror. And they're like, wait.
How did you know?
Why is the dick step necessary? Wouldn't I still not appear in a mirror? It's like, shut up. We have a process.
Oh my god.
You tip the vanity over.
Yeah, I tip the vanity over.
It crashes to the ground. The mirror shatters.
Yep.
It's very satisfying.
Is there anything else in here that I can look in or set on fire? I might just
set on fire. There's lots of stuff to set on fire.
I'm probably going to set this whole room on fire.
What about the beds, though? Like, if we manage to kill Strahd, I mean, I know you're a big fan of beds. These are comfortable beds. We could use them after we kill him.
Oh, you
know, I know you're a fan of beds, Lank says to himself.
I'm thinking back to when we had the big fight about who got the private room at the inn.
This is not a private room.
This is not a private room, but they're good beds.
Yeah, they look nice.
Are these chests or something?
They're just like little tables. There's shelves.
There's nothing in here? This is BS.
Nope. Mm. Nothing of note in here. Turn the place upside down.
Yeah, I want to throw everything I can.
All right. Will is throwing a hissy fit in this room, guys.
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm going to rub the blood all over one bed. Like, roll onto a bed with all the blood on it.
Nick joins in. He starts flipping things around, too.
Whoa! It's like, I'm Bathwack, but I'm not. I'm better.
Look at my crown.
Yeah, look at my crown. It's amazing. I prestidigitate that, too. But then at the end of it, I definitely prestidigitate all the blood off, because I can't stand that.
And do you literally set the room on fire?
Did we look under the beds?
In term of, yeah, like...
That's a good point.
If she's trying... I'm not going to set it on fire if people are looking at her. So.
I'll shortcut. You guys search the room as much as you want. You don't find anything of note in here, of importance or value.
If I were to set this room on fire, it's a stone castle. I assume it's not going to...
There's wood paneling on the walls. You would assume probably the superstructure is stone.
Right.
From what you've seen.
I'll just break shit and leave. It's fine. press to digitate myself as I walk out and call myself center. And then I'm good. I'm like, where do we go to next?
Your soul.
I clean my soul. Nope. Too dark. Can't clean that off.
Yep.
Stupid. All right.
Is Bathwack still just like shuffling around the bottom of the stairs, mad that he was so slow?
No, I'm just waiting. I'm not going to get between Will and his tantrum, so.
Good call.
I'm just going to go around the corner. But I think now I'm pretty excited about maybe finding some more vampires to kill.
Cool.
I think we should go up the stairs.
Yeah, like, who thought that there were going to be more vampires in this fucking castle? That's what Will says in character.
Well, there's one less now.
Yeah, but what if there are more?
Yeah. I mean,
between, you know, as a group, not everybody even knew what was going on. We just kicked some ass, so...
Yeah, so are we going to kill everyone we meet now? Can we just assume, you know what? Esmeralda's probably going to be a vampire when we see her. We just have to kill everyone.
Bathwack can check. He was keeping guard and didn't come in to check.
Bathwack can check.
Somebody else needs to guard and Bathwack needs to check. By drawing a dick on their face.
or Will is like, oh, look, I've just met Bathwack. Let's kill him.
Yeah, oh, look! Look at this guy.
The one guy who can detect vampires.
Suddenly, Bathwack gets a sinister plan. Hey, guys. No, I'm not going to say it.
Oh no!
Will's the vampire!
Oh, give me a piece of that mirror, I'll show you. I'm still in it.
Draw a dick on my face. Yeah. Do it!
Start drawing dicks all over my own face. Look at this! Can the vampire do this? And everyone's like, you've missed the point, Will. But yes, they could. It's just about the mirror. Duh.
All right, you broke that mirror, so you got to keep those on until we find another mirror. Let's go. Everybody, if you find a mirror, don't tell Will. All right, so it looks like Bathwack wants to go up the stairs.
Yeah, we'll follow him.
I mean, either that or we go up the big spiral staircase, but I'm good with going up here and looking for more vampires.
Yeah. Let's cool. kill all the... Wait, she said Strahd slept upstairs, but now she's a big fucking liar, so... Let's see who sleeps upstairs. If there's even a bedroom up here, or for the
if
pit
there
of
even
fire,
is an upstairs.
Right? We walk into a pit of snakes and we die. So she's a big liar.
All right. So you head up the stairs.
Heading upstairs with weapons at the ready, I would say.
Okay. With super silver hand axes at the ready. All right.
Yeah, I like this thing.
Let me reveal. So you're back up on this level, which is the same level that you entered the round tower initially from the outside parapets.
Oh.
And you're at the other end of this hallway that Will, I think Will, had glimpsed.
Yeah,
I'll describe it again, because you might not remember and the listener isn't looking at the map. It is a long hall lined with dark alcoves. The ceiling has fallen here, leaving rubble strewn across the floor. And there's beams of the roof above it that are exposed. It is open, so there's rain pouring through in this area. And you occasionally see these lightning flashes that illuminate the hall. And from this angle, you can see they're lighting the faces of these life-sized human statues in the alcoves.
That's
and each of the faces, as the lightning sort of illuminates them, you can see they're frozen in terror.
Oh, no. Oh.
Ew.
Wait, are they statues or are they people?
Yeah, yeah, were they like formerly people? Can we tell somehow?
Can I see?
I was about to say, Lank, you are able to tell because you can see when the lightning is not flashing. Anytime the lightning is not flashing, these faces are just stoic and expressionless.
Whoa!
Wait, what? They're stoic?
When the lightning flashes, they look fearful.
Yeah, like terror.
When the lightning
terror.
Is not flashing.
They're just plain and normal. And any of you, as you come in, if you have a natural source of light, which a few of you do now, you can see the same thing.
So it's not true sight, it's just the fact that I can see in the dark.
You can see in the dark, yeah. The only time these it's like this blinding... You don't see a transition, it's just like instantly they're terrified faces, and then the lightning dissipates and they're back to this normal statuesque...
That's
expressionless
not cool.
face.
That is so creepy. Can we knock one over? Are they super heavy? Like, I want to see if we can break them.
I mean, they're big, life-sized human stone statues. So, you'd have to try.
I don't know if we want to break one open.
But if they're real people.
A real person.
Yeah. We don't want to hurt them.
Can we try tickling one and see if it giggles?
No, I think they're definitely frozen. It's not that...
There's lots of things you can try. It's
D&D. So, true sight doesn't reveal anything...
Correct.
Lank is going to touch one of the statues.
Okay. Feels like a statue.
And keep his hand there until lightning happens.
Are you touching a face?
I wouldn't. Well, I'd have to climb up. So just at the moment, like he's touching an arm, he's touching a leg.
A toe. Yeah. No change. It just feels like a stone statue the whole time.
I'm going to start climbing one of them.
Ooh.
I mean, you're... In actuality, you don't have to climb the statue.
I'm going to put a hand on the face.
Okay, you can reach up to a face of the statue. It's very disconcerting. When the lightning flashes, it's not like it moves under your face, you're feeling a different face.
A different texture.
Yeah, and then the lightning stops and it's back to the normal one.
Who here can detect magic?
I can!
Bathwack, but only when you ask him.
Nick, can you get a reading? It sounds so like... Nick, with your sensors, could you get a reading on the emissions of the tachyon beams and shit?
Pulls out his PKE meter.
Yeah. Is this just for want of a better term, an art piece that it's supposed to be this way, or is there some real terror here? Are there souls here?
I can try. You want me to try?
Please.
Okay, cool. And he puts two fingers on each of his temples, and he closes his eyes, and he's like kind of humming under his breath. He's like, hmm, 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 hmm. Hmm. These are definitely magical. He's got his eyes open wide. I mean, it's like there's like different types of magic. And it's not illusion.
Hmm.
It's transmutation.
Whoa!
What does that mean?
That's like...
Those of us who are magically illiterate.
It's yeah. like stuff like changed into something else.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So...
Is it a curse or a condition? Like, can I cure it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You said different kinds of magic. What...
Like there are different kinds, not here, just in general.
Right.
Theoretically, there are different kinds, and that's this kind, transmutation.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's not like this one is a dark magic. This one, it's not like the sarcophagi's where each one had a certain
no
flavor.
Out of character, meta-wise or whatever. There's transmutation. There's illusion. There's abjuration, conjuration, divination, mm-hmm. enchantment, evocation, and necromancy.
Right.
Okay. So this could be as simple as a stone changing shape.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say let's leave them alone for now.
What about? I mean, I can end paralyzation. Wait, paralysis is the word. Should I try?
You can.
Yeah.
Yes, lesser restoration.
Okay.
You touch a creature and can end either one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
Okay. You can try it.
It sounds like it's not going to happen, but I'll do it.
She should go back.
Oh, you need to go back
sorry.
By your microphone.
Sorry. It's okay. I forgot where the microphone
is. It's very intense. You're on the edge of your couch.
All right. So I reach out and I grab the toe of the statue. And I murmur. Murmur, 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 murmur.
Murmur, murmur, murmur. All right, so you don't feel like it has the effect that you wished it would. Like, there's not like an unstatuification of the creature, but you do sense that there is like a spirit within.
Oh, it's upsetting.
And you feel like, you feel like you could communicate with
it. My god,
oh, that's a plus.
Can you hear me? I mean, I guess you can't respond, but we're here.
The statue's mouth moves and it says yes.
The statue's mouth moved.
Yep.
Yes.
So do we is she speaking out loud? Are you speaking out loud?
She was.
I'm
and
speaking
I was
out loud.
Wow. Okay, so we can hear this. Okay.
Lank jumps back. Like,
yeah, that's
I was
terrifying.
Not expecting that.
I was gonna knock one over, man. Now I'm like, ha! Ah!
What is happening here?
You're saying to the statue?
I am.
It doesn't reply.
Oh no.
Maybe it's only yes or no questions. Mm. Is it only yes or no questions?
It doesn't reply.
Ah!
Oh.
Blank goes to a different one and says, can you hear me?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Maybe they can only answer one time.
That's a good point. Addressing the same one, can you, are you trapped?
Yes. Oh, wait, sorry. The same one?
Yeah.
It doesn't answer.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Damn!
Yeah. No.
The statue's going, oh, shit! Link's like, aha, I gotcha.
Oh my god.
It's like in Aladdin where he tricks him into the extra wish.
That's what I was just about to say. Yeah. Yep. There's 8 statues that have not been asked a question.
Oh my goodness.
Oh crud.
Okay. Have we figured out that they... Okay, so I asked the statue, can you hear me? He said yes. I asked him another question. He didn't respond. So we're getting the sense that you get one.
Yeah,
try
I think
the
that's
next one.
Either they'll only answer that same question, or they're only answering.
Maybe
one
they
question.
Only say the word let's, yes.
Let's ask a different question. What would be like the most pertinent question we could ask?
You can talk amongst yourselves.
Yes,
that's what I meant. I wasn't asking the statues.
Let's ask them how we can free them. Unless they're evil, in which case
are they aligned with Strahd?
Ooh.
If they're trapped, then
if they're trapped, they're probably
that's
not.
A good point. So yeah, is there a way for us to free them?
Oh yeah.
What is the way to free them?
We'll find out.
If we ask the next question and it's only a yes or no answer, then we know that they can only answer yes or no, and we still have 7 left. So yep. if we try a question that isn't a yes or no answer,
and they don't answer,
then maybe that answers that question.
Yes, exactly.
Hmm.
But does that use up the question on that person?
Maybe.
But we don't know.
But we still have 7 left, even if it uses up the question.
So maybe we, yeah, exactly. So I'm game. Let's do it.
So should we say, how do we free you?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, I'm not involved, so I'm just puzzling.
I run to the next one and ask, I still don't know that it doesn't involve touching them. So I grab the toe of this one too.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Sorry. I grab the toe of this one too. And I say, how can we free you?
You can't.
Oh.
Oh, no.
No. I go to the next one. Are you sure?
Is that guy an idiot?
Let's ask how we can kill Strahd.
All right. Do it.
Wait, I don't know how. I mean, you guys are walking up and doing things.
All right.
We'll trade off. I'll go.
Yeah.
How can we kill Strahd?
Destroy him in his resting place.
Bedroom.
I was thinking that. Should we ask where his bedroom, where his resting place is?
Him in his resting place.
The thing is, in the cards, it said he dwells with a brother that sealed his doom. Well, no,
yeah,
he dwells with a person who sealed his doom, a brother of light snuffed out too soon, something like that. He dwells with the one who sealed his doom, a brother of light snuffed out too soon,
something
or something like that.
That.
I'm sorry, I'm not looking
that's
it up, but
amazing.
It's something like that. Well, I've been thinking about that. Will also has been thinking about that because that's why he doesn't want to go downstairs. I figure there's a crypt or something under this. You know, there's not going to be a crypt in the sky. It's going to be under the castle. So I figure that's probably where he is. Maybe there's a grave for him too, or maybe it's just his brother's grave.
We could ask how we reach his resting place.
Or where is Esmeralda?
Ooh.
How many? Do we still have 6
yeah,
left?
Yeah, how many do we...
You have 6 left. Assuming they're all going to answer you. There are 6 statues you have not heard an answer from.
I really wish I hadn't wasted one.
6 is still good.
Yeah, if they're talkative.
I want to know. Those are 2 big things. Where's Esmeralda and where's Strahd's resting place? I'm starting to get the sense that the brother is the source of the curse that is causing all of this.
Well, because he killed the brother in order to,
right,
I think, become this wizard or something. It sounded like from the things that we've heard so far, it was like killing his brother sealed his fate, essentially.
Right, exactly.
Turned him into this evil creature.
Right.
Because the brother was a good guy.
Like Horcrux style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the only thing to me that's interesting is that, like, we've definitely at least experienced, I mean, I have a, if we're gonna go by the, like, assuming it's a good quality story, the brother in the lake can't just be like a ghost, like a shadow of the brother. That's got to be the brother because Irina joined him to be in the lake. So, like, that's got to be where the brother is, or, like, at least his spirit is. So, like, the brother can't be here. It must just be his body. I don't know if that's important. It's just something that I've been thinking about because I think that's interesting that he's in the lake, or, like, that, I don't know.
We only see the arm coming out of the lake. So I feel like the brother somehow,
he was a good guy, but in being killed became a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
That is.
We could ask, is Strahd the ultimate enemy?
Yeah, let's ask about the ultimate curse.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we have all kinds of other stuff to ask.
That's why I'm trying to run the Sioux committee first.
Yeah.
Where's the bathroom?
Okay, is it my turn to ask one?
I think it is.
Should I do it? Should I ask about the ultimate curse?
Yeah. What should we ask?
How do we phrase this?
How do we lift the Barovian curse?
How do we lift the curse on this land?
You can't.
I knew he was going to say that, jerk. Can we cast
Zone of Truth?
There, I guess maybe they're
trying. I feel like stealing one. I feel like Will would be so selfish and would be asking his own question.
Okay.
But I hate to screw over my actual teammates, like my friends. But I feel like story-wise, my selfish-ass character would just walk up to one and be like, I have a question.
We'd forgive you eventually.
Or Bathwack will kill you.
I don't know! Yeah.
They'll just make you order a fudgy wudgy.
Do you have fudgy wudgies in this castle? Oh my god. Because I feel like I want to ask it something like, am I trapped here? Or like, do I even have a choice?
So you go up there and you say, I have a question. And Rafina dives at you.
Yeah. Okay.
And between you and the statue and asks something else really fast.
Ooh.
Which will be something really fast.
Who is the, you could go back to the who's the ultimate enemy. Do you like tuna fish?
What's your favorite banana bread recipe?
Toilet paper, under or over?
Over.
She asks. She asks about the, she says, who is the ultimate enemy here? Wait, is that what we agreed on?
Too late. We had talked about it, I think.
Yeah, okay. But wasn't there another one? There was another one.
Well, we'd already asked, how do you lift the curse? And he's like, you can't.
Yeah.
And
it's like, who is the ultimate enemy?
Strahd von Zarevich.
Boring. Okay.
Boring.
Link, ask about Esmeralda. I'm going to keep Will from asking something dumb. No offense, Will.
What? What are you even...
Katie, I don't mean you.
Oh, I know. No. I'm trying to think of what he would do. I feel like he might run to another one and ask a question. And then it's a foot race.
Luckily, I'm lithe and nimble.
Zip! Well, so we can't lift... Okay, how about what happens if Strahd dies? What happens to Barovia if Strahd dies? Are we good with that question?
But what about, do we have enough left to ask about Esmeralda?
After Lank, I think you have three more, don't you?
There are four more currently.
Okay, All right.
I think that's a good question.
What will be the consequence for Barovia if Strahd is killed?
It will lose its royal bloodline.
Uh-oh.
So that's... That's still good, though, ultimately.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, we're all like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Well, that makes me think, because I'm like, well, because I'm not part of that bloodline. That's what I gather from that. I silently think to myself, well, cool.
Isn't that a good thing, not to be part of the Strahd bloodline?
Right, it says the land will lose its royal bloodline, therefore... I am involved with this country, is what Will is thinking in his head.
Rafina runs and grabs another one. Where is Esmeralda?
In the crypts.
Of course she is.
Oh, no. Oh, crap.
Well, we knew we were going down there eventually anyway.
That's
so.
True.
So we have two left. Anything else pressing?
I want Will to ask about his swirly man.
Does she say that out loud?
No, of course not, because I don't
call him the Swirly Man. Oh, but Steven. I do know about the guy who promoted Bathwack among the town.
I think it would, right, because that was the whole thing. It was suddenly like, we're dealing with multiple vampires here. Maybe how many vampires are in Barovia?
Does it take to change the
life? Sit on the head of a pin. No, I want to know about that guy. Because I was very irate about him pretending to be holy.
Mm.
But is he just like, is he one of like 40?
You can ask a point blank question about Will's relationship to that guy. I mean, a bunch of shit could be revealed right now.
But I also just want to know what his deal was.
Right. Which you have time and time again been suspicious that Will might be related to this evil thing. That's just, I mean, and I'm rushing to try to ask questions, so it might be worthwhile, man. I don't even know my own fate. Katie doesn't know this stuff, so if you feel like that would be something that you might want
to
know.
Here's what I'm going to ask. I run to the next one and grab the toe, and I say...
Wait, are we talking about this first?
Okay, you're right. Committee. Okay, committee, here's what I want to ask. What is the role of that guy in the town center? How do I identify him? The pretend holy person. What is his role in all of our lives?
Why would these guys know that?
They seem to know a lot. They're like an oracle, I think.
They seem oracle-y.
My concern with that would be if he's one of more than one. It's like, does Strahd have an army? Does Strahd have several chamberlains? You know, that sort of thing. Was he just some guy, or was he part of a larger group?
I'll let you ask.
Are people okay with how many vampires are there in Barovia?
I don't think that we need to know how many vampires are in Barovia. That's a very big area.
It's a big area, but okay, we defeat Strahd. Does that mean that somebody else can take his place who's just not of royal blood?
Well, metagaming-wise, that would be me, and I am not a vampire. And there are vampires everywhere in all of the Forgotten Realms, so I don't think that being a vampire necessarily means royalty or the power that would be required to... Hey, stop playing with your jumping bean. I was playing with, like, this little toy bean. I feel like that's too... The question is too, like, broad, because I feel like... There could be hundreds, and it doesn't really matter. I think that Strahd is a particularly powerful wizard vampire. I think he's a very special vampire. Even though Will would not want this to happen, I would still think it would behoove all of you to ask some kind of question. Bathwack has always tried to get information out of Will, and Will has never revealed anything. I think that if we can find out something... I, of course, Katie, as a player, would love to find out something.
Statue, does Will wear boxers or briefs?
We also might want to know if they're telling the truth. Though I guess...
They could lie.
Does one of you always tell the truth and one of you and always lies?
What would that statue say if you ask it, you tell the truth all the time?
Exactly.
This makes me think, I just wanted to point out, none of us are vampires yet.
Right. That is
true.
We need
to be really careful.
That's true.
Okay, then since we had interactions with that other guy, and that would be a question technically about the Swirly Man, I think, Rufina, ask your question.
Okay, so I grab the toe and I say, what is, insert description here of Swirly Man, what is his role, the fake holy man, in all of our lives?
Some of you are his pawns.
That's it?
That's all we get?
Mm-hmm. Well, that...
What about... Do we have one more?
Yep. Presumably.
We could ask, what is his intention? What is his plan?
Is it good or bad, or is like...
Like, what does he want out of all this?
Should we... Should we trust him, basically? What are...
Well, that'll be a yes or no.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want the
maybe. Probably just a maybe. Yeah. Like, what is his design? What is his intention?
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
And we're going to call him Swirly Man. What is the Swirly Man's plan? What's the Swirly plan?
What's the Swirly plan? Man with a plan.
Is that a question that's being asked?
Lank asks the question.
Redemption for a loved one.
Whoa. Guys, we're in a romantic comedy. I knew it. I knew it.
It's the brother. It's got to be the brother. He wants to redeem his brother.
Redemption for a lost... Is the Swirly Man the brother whose girlfriend was killed?
Yeah, but I'm probably wrong. Redemption, but wouldn't it be interesting if the brother of Strahd is the Swirly Man and he's trying to redeem his own brother by removing him from power? Bam! I won the game again, guys.
Wow, man. No, maybe.
The other possibility is that he's trying to get back at... No, never mind. That doesn't make sense. Okay, this has been fun. Bye, guys!
A lightning flashes and they all give you a terrified face.
Oh. And we can't free them. That's pretty awful, says Katie. Not Will. He doesn't give a shit.
Are they hollow? Like, can we lift them?
Well,
let's
bring
them with us.
Rafina starts stuffing them into her terrarium.
You raised a good point earlier. Everything they just told us could have been wrong.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we're not getting Madame Eva vibes from these people. We were like, hey, Madame Eva, we trust you. They could be like, oh, yeah, sure. We're trapped forever.
Yeah.
Beat Strahd and you're fine.
And they didn't attack us yet. So what would, I mean, other than leading us astray in sort of paltry, like how are we going to act differently if with the knowledge they gave us?
Well, first thing is we need to go downstairs and find Esmeralda.
That could be a trap.
Oh, God.
But we knew we had to go down there anyway.
Do you think there are more hearts?
Oh, like Lub Dub?
Out of character, I guess. What do we think is up in a even taller tower? Wasn't there a taller tower than where we were before?
That seems like the central, like, that's home base.
That's what's weird to me, is like a crypt has got to be down. But like, what is at the top of that? I'm so curious. I don't want to not go up there.
Well, those of us who grew up with the Zelda games, that's where Ganon is.
Right, yeah. I mean,
can't you just fly up there really fast? I guess you can't, because you can't go outside.
Me?
Yeah.
I can go outside. We've been outside.
You're very close to outside.
Yeah, right? We were outside when we walked along. Yeah. But...
Also, the roof is open and you're all soaked.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true.
So do you want to go up some more and then go down?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard. Because,
we should probably go try to get Esmeralda.
Right. Like, if we're worried about Esmeralda, but, like, Will is going to argue, like, I still don't really see why that's so important. And I feel like, are we actually prepared? Again, the argument that I had before was, have we cleared it out enough? We've obviously now run into a monster. That girl was a monster. She was a vampire. If we're going to try to battle Strahd, if we're going to try to save Esmeralda, do we want a clear path out of here? Or do we want to battle Strahd, be almost dead, try to make it up the stairs, then get eaten by some peon vampire because we're not going to have any spells or energy left? That's all Will would argue, but Katie is open.
Hey, you didn't burn the beds down. We could go rest.
That's true. Oh my god, sleeping in Castle Ravenloft.
We'll set a watch.
Ah,
the watchiest watch that ever watched.
None of you sleeps.
Yeah, I know, we all just stare at the ceiling.
Stay up all night staring at each other.
Are we doing this right? I think so.
I am so rested.
Do you feel like a vampire yet? No? Good. You? No? All right.
Oh my goodness. It's funny because, like, I actually don't need a rest right now, but, like, if everyone else needs a rest, I don't think I would argue with getting a rest.
Oh, that's right. You never did turn her into a bat.
Yeah. I don't think I would argue, though.
I don't think Lang needs a rest.
Okay.
We all got rejuvenated by the food.
Okay. Oh, the food, right, yeah. We got dandified by the food.
Yeah.
That's a word.
So it's just a matter of deciding whether we think that going down in the basement is the safe idea, or if we want to explore anything else. I mean, if we want to take the statue's advice and believe them that Esmeralda is in the crypts, or... I mean, we could go down there and Esma freaking Ralda, who is already a badass, could be a vampire. And then we have to fight her and Strahd, and then we're completely dead. Because, like, how...
Is Esmeralda a badass?
Yeah, she's been, like, she's healed us, she's fought things, she's never, like, really gotten hit. I feel like she's been... And in the card, she's supposed to be some kind of boon to us against Strahd. Which is so weird to me, because she got captured.
Then maybe she hasn't been turned yet.
We should
go find her. I think Lang's vote is to go find her.
I mean, do you think there's something else in the castle that would help us? I mean, if she's in the same place as Strahd, are we ready to face him?
Right, and potentially her at the same time, Will pipes in.
What is our alternative?
I mean, he could turn her at any time. He could have already done it.
Right. And there could be, like Bathwack said, maybe another heart somewhere or some other kind of crystal thing or something. I mean, those were based on Rictavio's notes. Who knows what he found or what he heard about? There
Guys,
could be more.
He was a legendary vampire hunter.
Oh, legendary.
I think you can trust his notes.
Legendary. I don't think there's going to be any special weapons here. I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to help us. I just think we could help ourselves by potentially clearing a path for us to get out of here, or making sure there aren't any other things like that giant heart around.
Plus, how many desks are in this place?
Right! I mean, that's really what I'm talking about. I want to go.
So we go explore, or we go and see if we can find Esmeralda, hoping that she has not been turned.
Right.
And while we're looking, she may get turned.
Right. Or, like, why did he take her? I mean, we're...
Right. If she's supposed to be a boon to us, and we trust Madame Eva...
Why do we think he took her? Just because he doesn't want us to have her? Because he thinks she's hot and he's, like, a big creep, man? This guy has way too many brides, in my humble opinion.
You guys gotta find his fedora room.
His fedora room.
Fedora room? Like a room full of fedoras?
Fedoras and samurai swords.
Yep.
I mean, I'm... Yeah, the spire is calling to Bathwack. But I'm also game to go down and kill or be killed.
I mean, we can always split up, but that doesn't seem like a great idea.
It doesn't seem like a great idea. Lank feels strongly about going and finding Esmeralda.
God, I feel like going into the crypts is a terrible idea right now.
So Nick says, so Will wants to clear the rest of the castle. Bathwack wants to go up in the spire.
I don't even necessarily mean the entire castle.
Will, I'm trying to simplify this conversation.
All
Jesus
right.
Christ!
There's a different side of Nick.
Yeah, I know. Where did this Nick come from?
He suddenly snaps. He's
like, there's been too many 2-hour-long conversations about which door to go through in the past 2 weeks of my life.
Wait, have we only been playing for 2 weeks?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess that's probably it.
Less for Rafina and Thwack and
yeah.
Lang. So, Will wants to... has voiced the opinion that maybe we should try to check out the rest of the castle to see if there's something else bad or good. Bathwack wants to go up that big pointy thing. Lank wants to jump down into the crypts. I don't know what Rafina wants to do.
Rafina's torn between it makes sense to go get Esmeralda, but we might not get a chance to go up to the tower if we don't do it now. So...
My point is just, are we going to let her just sit at Strahd's mercy while we wander around the castle?
Nick says, do we even know if she's there? Do we trust these statues?
Wait,
you don't
why
know.
Can't,
That's what
why
I'm
can't
saying.
Nick telegraph her? How close does she have to be?
She's not close enough.
course not.
He didn't even look. DM rules.
DM rules.
Man. This is rough. It's like a vote would be four different votes.
Rafina reaches out and grabs the toe of another of the statues just to see if it'll answer one more question. Should we go up or down?
Ooh. You Nothing. Have to say something.
No, I don't, because the statue doesn't say
you
know anything.
What? You've said this before, but then we are all waiting and you're being a pain in the butt.
Come on, it's the perfect medium to be audially vague.
Audially vague.
While you all were debating, Lank went down to the crypts, found Esmeralda, she's fine, and brought her back up. Okay, where to next?
Problem solved.
How many naps did you take?
You know what? Wait a second. I just had an idea. Guys, I have...
An idea.
I have a spell that I can use one time, and I've mentioned it before, but this is like a time that I feel like maybe we could all decide something. I can only use it one fucking time. I can't get it back. It's only one time. I can tell you where Strahd is right now.
Oh.
What?
Well, but why?
I can cast it once. It's called Scrying. And I can figure out where Strahd is. I can determine whether he's in that tower, or I can determine whether he's in the crypts. And maybe that can help us. Or I can save it for when we're like, yeah, now it's time to find Strahd. And then we go, like, I'm worried. Think about all the times we fought him before, right? And then he disappears into mist and he floats some fucking where, right? So if we kill him and then he floats somewhere else, you know he's still alive. I was thinking of keeping it until that moment where you knew that he would fly away because he's a big jerk and he would fly away right before we kill him. But maybe we should use it now because none of us can decide anything. But first, I mean, like, I don't know, you guys. I can only cast it once. I can't get it back.
Then hold it. Yeah, Lank is getting to the point of saying, if you want to split up, let's split up. But he's going downstairs.
Oh.
Oh, this is good. This is good. We need this kind of conflict in our lives.
Back up, Abby.
This is good. We need this kind of conflict in our lives.
Back it up.
I thought he was just saying back up. Wait a second. Hold off. You're a little too excited.
No, let's pump the brakes there.
We don't usually have conflict. This is good for us.
Yeah, like Lank. You're going to go downstairs by yourself if we all decide that we want to go and take a rest?
I feel that we're being played with. We were brought here for a dinner. He was there for the dinner, and then it turns out he wasn't there. It was a phantom. His maid is on his side after all. I want to find, we have someone here who we know was brought here recently. If there's any chance of saving her, I think we have an obligation to do so. And I don't want to wait any longer as we wander around, talk to statues that answer one question, and dining rooms that have phantoms and organs that open secret doors. He said he brought us here to be his amusement. I'm tired of being amusing.
Well, I'm always amusing, so I'm not tired of that. That's just my personality.
No one laughs.
Can we...
Lank stabs you in the shin.
Can we compromise? Do you think you could fly up to the tower and see if there's an opening you can look in, Will? And then maybe that'll help us make our decision.
Well, Lank's made his decision. That's the thing. How long would that take him?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe Lank would tolerate us spending a little bit of time.
The only problem is if I do that, then I can't cast any other big spells for a while. And that, again, I know that that's annoying to say repetitively, but Will is saying that in character, but also Katie is saying that because it sucks. If we're going to go face Strahd, I have a feeling Lank's not going to want to wait for me to go to the top of the tower and then wait an hour for me to get my spell back.
You know, the other thing to think about, I don't know how far we are away from dawn, but I don't have enough charges in the holy symbol to cast sunlight.
You're far from dawn. It's like midday.
It's midday? I thought it was nighttime. Mm-hmm. We came there for dinner.
You got there... Wait.
Shut up, DM! It's dinner time! You're just messing with us. It's dinner time. You said light was spilling out of the thing. You said that.
Wait, it was dark because it was stormy.
Okay, okay.
You're
but
right,
it's for dinner.
Yeah, it is.
So it's got to be at least like 4 p.m. and then we've walked around for a while. It's got to be like 5:30, 6, yeah. Something like that.
Yes.
So sorry. Now what was the question?
His sunlight holy symbol recharges on dawn at dawn.
We didn't, there hasn't been enough time between, so it got damaged a long time ago, remember?
I don't know if you ever told us that.
No, I never told you. Someone saw it. Whoever was with me. Was that, Lank with me?
No,
Nick was with
Rafina and
Rafina.
Nick.
Of course
yeah.
I remember.
So you remember it or you remember I held it up and it was shattered, right?
Yeah.
So it's not as strong as it used to be.
Oh,
and
really?
And then we used the sunlight.
Yep, that's right.
We used the sunlight to try to get the attention of the town people.
Wait a second. So, Bathwick, are you telling me that sun medallion thing that you've been using, how many charges does it have left? Because I've been kind of relying on that.
Two.
Wait a second. Yeah. You guys, we got to go to bed. It's time to go to bed.
No, it's not. It doesn't recharge by us going to bed.
All right.
It recharges by the sun coming up.
Okay. Does anyone have a speed up time spell?
Where's
oh
sun
my God.
Sword? Can't we just reflect sun sword at
I
it?
I could play, well, no, I'm not the one with all the instruments. If Rafina has an ocarina, she could play the sun song.
Yes!
Who knows it?
Oh my goodness. It's not doo-doo-doo, that's the storm.
Yay, someone knew it!
Yeah, oh my goodness. Oh no. Oh, God, this is all terrible.
I mean, so that's another argument for not charging down there right away.
That is true. Man, Lank, I know. Hey, we had a talk before we came here.
Do you put your hands on his shoulders?
Oh my God, what am I gonna touch him? Wait, what? What are you saying?
I'm yeah, just picturing I would, this
you know
like
what? Well, I would touch him probably. Like at arm's length, as much as Will ever touches another person, and just say, listen, I know, but we had a talk before we came here. No going and running off and killing Strahd by yourself, because you're gonna die, man.
I'm not running off to kill Strahd by myself. I'm running off to try to find Esmeralda.
I have
if
an
Strahd
idea.
If Strahd wants us dead, we're going to be dead.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Rafina inserts herself in between
I
Lank
do.
And Will.
Mm-hmm. I do, just like I did between Will and the statue's toe.
Mm-hmm.
I say, okay, here's my idea. Why don't we go down just the floor above the crypt, where it should be enough distance so that Nick can see if she's conscious.
Mm, all right.
If she's not conscious, then we don't really have a hurry, because either she's dead or she's not aware that she's down there.
Yeah.
If she's screaming in pain, then we know what our priorities are. Or okay. If she's miserable.
Or you know what your priorities are. I don't know if I care about. Sorry. Sorry to point out the fact that I'm a dick. If anyone doesn't know that by now, what the hell? But I agree with that. That's okay.
What does any of this have to do with running to Voli?
Right. I'm sorry. None of this is relevant at all. But no, I think that's a reasonable idea. Lank, how about you? What do you think?
If we can, without reaching her physically, if we can reach her enough to know that she's what her status is, then fine.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a deal. Rafina, very good negotiating. I'm impressed.
Do I have a future position in Will's?
I may harem. Wait, harem? No, I do not have a harem.
I have multiple.
I don't have any harems. No,
not for your personal use.
Will is quite mostly asexual,
yeah, but,
for sure.
You own harems.
Own, but that implies that I join them. I don't want any harems.
You manage.
No, thank you. What?
You manage harems.
Yes, okay, fine. I'll manage someone else's harem for it. You can join someone else's harem if you would like. But anyway, what are we doing? I'm glad that Tivoli has found a spot in this discussion.
We're going up to the top of the tower, right?
Bathwack, I mean, I'm right there with you for once, like, ever in this adventure. I actually kind of want to see what's going on in this place, because I am interested in the castle. But I think that if we're going to have Lank not go and kill himself, either by choice or by accident, we have to compromise a little bit. So I suggest that we follow Rafina's suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. That's fine.
Yeah.
I think we need to not go down to the crypt, wherever that is.
Agree! Why do I agree with Bathwack? That tells me that I'm doing something wrong, but I agree.
So, from what I'm understanding, your plan is to go to the area where the last session ended, right at the bottom of the Heart Tower.
Yeah.
Where the cock ring was revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You will put it on your entwined penises to amplify Nick's power as an antenna.
No, Nick's got to be involved. I'm just kidding. No, please no. Nick and Bathwack, that's the power.
You guys, someone's going to draw this.
I know. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Not the fan art we're hoping for.
hopefully someone doesn't make a costume.
A costume?
Please, Emma. No!
One was innocent, Rafina's jacket, the next. Oh, goodness, no. Oh, goodness, no.
All right, so you're heading down to the bottom of the tower above the other set of stairs sort of set in the floor of that tower.
Yes.
And you're going to try Nick's message spell and see what results you get.
Yes.
And we'll find out what those results are next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Thank goodness, because I have to pee.
Me too. I drank so much tea.
I have to sleep. Holy crap, I suddenly hit a wall.
I wonder why. I have no idea.
Oh gosh, you guys, that was fun.
That was fun. We had drama.
Yeah, we did. Drama.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.